When the historian's ideological bias distorts or ignores evidence from the past, a bad kind of revisionism emerges.
Dr. Mark Kaltoff of Hillsdale College, talking about his presentation at the Fall 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
It masquerades as honest history. Such revisionism needs to be exposed and dismantled. It undermines proper understanding of our world. It has been said those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. In this case, failure to expose bad revisionism means that those who do not know the past are condemned to suffer at the hands of biased ideologues who claim they do.
You can meet and hear Dr. Mark Kaltoff making the case against revisionist history at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference Friday, November 9th and Saturday, November 10th in Dallas, Texas. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385.
Well, first of all, I am so honored to be chosen as the president of Planned Parenthood. It's an organization that for the last 100 years has done more for women's health than any other. Mm. And I know this personally. When my parents and I first came to the U.S., we had some really difficult times. Even though my parents worked multiple jobs, we could barely scrape by. Mm. And Planned Parenthood was there for my mother when she needed care.
That is Planned Parenthood's new president, Dr. Leanna Wen, speaking recently on ABC's The View. She brings a medical degree, an MD, to the presidency of Planned Parenthood. Is this an attempt on the part of this abortion provider to put a white doctor's coat on abortion to perhaps try and make it sound more like a hospital than an abortion clinic? In fact, if you listen to what she had to say on The View, she compared Planned Parenthood to, in her words, other hospitals where she's worked or other health organizations where she's worked, an attempt to say Planned Parenthood isn't about abortion, it's about health care. Now, that's not a new message, but with a new president, has anything changed at Planned Parenthood? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Wednesday afternoon, September the 19th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll be talking with Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, about the new president of Planned Parenthood. Terry Mattingly will join us after that. We're going to look at the various reactions that are coming from the Roman Catholic hierarchy, from bishops here and abroad, to the priestly abuse scandal. And then in hour two of Issues Etc., it's part two of our series on catechesis, Christian instruction and formation. We'll talk about Jesus the Catechist with Pastor Peter Bender. Joining us to talk about the new president of Planned Parenthood, Dr. Leanna Wen, Marjorie Dannenfelser. She's a regular guest, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, based in Washington, D.C. Marjorie, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hello, Todd. Thanks for having me on again.
What do you make of that broad claim made by Leanna Wen that Planned Parenthood has done more for women's health than any other organization?
It's an aspect of their overall PR campaign that they've been on the last few years as the pro-life movement has gained strength and they've been exposed in many ways. They're trying to move away from the idea that they're the primary abortion provider in the nation. They want everybody to think they're the top women's health care provider in the nation, when in fact the numbers are so dramatically opposite of that. All their services except for abortion services have gone down. Abortions remain stable. Cancer screenings down 41%, contraceptive services down 28%, which they pride themselves on. Overall, prenatal care has dropped by more than 60% as their abortion services remain stable. So they want to move away from abortion because, frankly, abortion isn't popular. That's great news for the pro-life movement, for people who love children and their mothers. It's bad news for them. So she's the update on their PR model as they try to lobby and elect to support their abortion center of their business model.
What do we know about Dr. Leanna Wen?
You know, I don't know much. I mean, that she's a doctor. She's a beautiful face for any organization, given her poise, her ability to articulate issues. The fact that she has a medical background is fantastic. Those are all good things. And for the moment, I'm sure that they'll give Planned Parenthood a PR bump. But she's really working against the reality of what Planned Parenthood is. It's not an accident, in my opinion, that Cecile Richards retired when she did. She's seeing a mighty battle coming up against them that is resulting in a loss of a lot of funding. So unless they actually change their behavior, I think they can expect the same results, no matter who is at the top of the management list over at Planned Parenthood.
I would like you to respond to a couple statements made by Dr. Leanna Wen, the new president of Planned Parenthood, on the ABC program talk show, The View. First, here she is talking about Planned Parenthood as the only source of health care for many women.
I was a patient of Planned Parenthood. So is my sister. And just like one in five women in America, Planned Parenthood was where we went for our medical care, for basic medical services like cancer screening and family planning. Mm-hmm. And I see as a doctor every day what happens when people don't get the care that they need.
What is your response, Marjorie?
No, it's just breathtaking to me that she has to, before she took over this job, to have seen the dramatic decline in every service except for abortion services, the dramatic decline in pap smears, and the fact that they don't even do mammograms, the fact that their overall services in general for prenatal care are down 60%, and the fact that, look, for every one Planned Parenthood, there are 20 community health centers that have comprehensive and accessible health care that far outstrip what Planned Parenthood does for women and men and children. So I find it breathtaking to communicate in the way she is and not changing any of their talking points as all the data moves in the other direction.
Here is Dr. Leanna Wen making the claim that the vast majority of the services provided by Planned Parenthood are in fact preventative.
Planned Parenthood, just like every major medical organization that I've ever worked for, follows the law and is transparent and makes clear what are the procedures that we perform and what are the services that we perform. Planned Parenthood is the largest provider of reproductive health care in this country. That includes abortions, but over 90% of the services performed are preventive care services.
How do they come up with that 90% figure? It used to be then they were talking about abortion as only 3% of the procedures they perform.
Yeah, it really has to do with, like, if you go in and you get a condom, that is one service provided. So it has more to do with the service that you're getting access to versus measuring the patient. The reality is pregnant people, 3% walk out of there with some prenatal health care and some sort of supportive service. 96-point-something% come out with a dead child or a referral for a dead child at an abortion clinic. They are the number one abortion provider in the nation. They provide a third of the abortions that occur in this country. They receive over $1 million a day from you and me and everybody listening. And they are the top abortion electoral arm in the nation and the top legislative lobbying arm for abortion in the nation. And the idea that somehow, which I think she says further in the interview, that none of the money that they receive actually goes to abortions is also incredibly laughable. Everyone knows that money is fungible. You receive $1 million a day from each of us. You can move that money over to take care of the bricks and mortar, the scalpel that you use. You can pay for all of the things except for perhaps a specific couple of things, and you're in great shape to be the number one abortion provider in the nation. They used to get away with this even just a few years ago, but now they really can't, because now our elected officials are far more aggressive in exposing them. They are less transparent than they used to be. They know that their federal funding is on the line, and state by state, we're working to defund them and send those funds to actual health care providers. So they're really worried, and they should be.
That's one of the things I noticed in the course of that conversation. She very frequently compared or equated Planned Parenthood with healthcare providers, with hospitals. She said several times, Planned Parenthood, just like every hospital I've ever worked for. Is there an attempt here on the part of both hiring Leanna Wen and the PR line that she is putting out to put the white doctor's coat on abortion?
Absolutely. I mean, you put your finger on it. It really is it. It's a new image. It's an image that as a general medical provider of services, there's an effort in everything she says to blur the lines. But there's one thing she can't get around. They simply aren't comprehensive health care providers for women or anyone. You can't go in there and get treatment for diabetes. You can't go in there for other diseases that affect women most particularly, like treatment for breast cancer. I mean, they may refer you out somewhere, but they don't do that like a hospital would, as she implied. It is not just your neighborhood hospital. And in fact, if the abortion center of their business model dropped out, they would go bankrupt. They depend upon that money. They believe in the act, but they also depend upon their money, that money, for survival. And there is the thing that I find most tragic is that it's not even necessary. As I mentioned, for every one Planned Parenthood, there's an average of 20 that are more accessible and more comprehensive for women and men and children to go to. There's simply no reason. They're an anachronism, and thank God morally they're an anachronism. They're being exposed, and I really believe their time is limited, and especially if we continue to, frankly, elect people who are interested in defunding them.
Marjorie Dannenfelser is our guest, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, based in Washington, D.C. We're talking about the new president of Planned Parenthood, Dr. Leanna Wen. When we come back, by comparing themselves with clinics and hospitals, are they opening themselves up to the criticism that they don't have the medical standards or admitting privileges of clinics and hospitals?
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
Things when I hear on the radio tonight about Obama being a Christian but not being good because of his pro-choice and homosexuality stances.
Here's a recent comment from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Yet I see no evidence of any literature that in the Bible that you stated that says that these things are against biblical teachings.
The Issues Etc. comment line, available 24/7, 618-223-8382.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Let's face it, no matter how hard you try to squeeze everything in, there are never enough hours in the day. If this struggle sounds familiar, you won't want to miss the September issue of The Lutheran Witness on time and limitations. With contributions from Jonathan Fisk, Brian Katchelmeyer, and others, this issue of the magazine will help you gain a heart of wisdom as you learn to number your days. Subscribe today at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry, lcms.org/deaconess.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Wednesday afternoon, we're talking about the new president of Planned Parenthood, Dr. Leanna Wen. Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, based in Washington, D.C., is our guest. Marjorie, I was wondering when I was listening to Dr. Wen speak there on the ABC talk show, The View, whether or not by pushing this idea that Planned Parenthood is the same thing as a clinic or a hospital, that they aren't unintentionally opening themselves up to the scenario where voters could say, hey, if you're just like a clinic or a hospital, why don't you have the medical standards of a clinic or a hospital or the admitting privileges like those medical facilities?
Oh, I mean, another good point. Yes. I mean, if you are truly the upstanding medical provider and a part of the medical community in equal standing with all other medical providers, yes, of course you would accept very reasonable things like if an abortion goes wrong in your clinic, that abortionist has admitting privileges in the closest hospital available, that there be minimum standards, that the halls be wide enough to get an emergency gurney down the hall in case of emergency, that they be subject to the same rules that hospitals and, frankly, even areas where you're far less concerned about health hazards like nail salons or massage parlors, that they be subject to a minimum standard And the reason they fight that every single step of the way is they know that when we get in there and we start looking at what's going on there, we'll be more outraged than we already are. So this idea that somehow they're so deeply concerned about the health of the women stops at the moment when you start saying, well, then let's put in some regulations to protect those women in case of emergency, or require, make certain requirements of the medical personnel who were there. It is really one of the most outrageous ironies of modern times, in my opinion, that they get away with this. And again, I'm just going to repeat it so we're not too demoralized. I think they know they're on the ropes. That's why this change of personnel at the top. They really know that they're in trouble. And by exposing them constantly like you are now, we push up that timeline so that it's going to be even quicker than we thought it was a couple years ago.
Here again is Dr. Leanna Wen, the new president of Planned Parenthood, addressing the issue of taxpayer funding for the organization.
Planned Parenthood doesn't get a check from the federal government. It's not as if they get a check written every year about funding. Planned Parenthood, just like every hospital, gets reimbursed for medical services like breast cancer screenings, like cervical cancer screenings, like birth control.
How do you respond to that, Marjorie?
Oh, my gosh. They get a line item in our federal budget every single year. Our Congress just voted on it again. We don't have the votes to eliminate them yet. I mean, it is just so suspicious, her arguments. Playing these clips are so important because it's her words that need to be keep getting played back over and over. Prenatal care dropped by 60%. Total services that are non-abortion related, all over 13%. Total cancer screening and prevention services down 41%. The one constant is abortion services. And the fact that they continue to receive $1 million a day from you and me and everybody listening is such an outrage, and it's based on a complete misunderstanding, and it's not an accident, about what they do, how they do it, and how they survive. They survive with an abortion-centered business model. They cannot thrive, and they can't move into the future if they stop doing abortions, which is what we've said all along. Stop doing abortions, and our argument is over. But they're not going to do that, and so we'll just have to take that money away anyway, and everyone can then truly get comprehensive and more accessible services just down the street.
For the time being, Marjorie, Republicans control all three branches of the federal government. Why can't they manage to defund Planned Parenthood to cut the federal subsidies to that organization?
I'm glad you asked, because as simple as it sounds and as it seems, we've done everything that we can do in the executive branch to allow states to defund, which Obama had disallowed, to defund them in the Title X, the Family Planning Program. We're doing all those things, and we're doing a good job of it. But legislatively, they need to be cut out of the budget, as you just said. And we had one shot, and it gets complicated because of legislative rules and everything. But the bottom line is we have one shot where all we needed was 51 votes in the U.S. Senate not too long ago. And God rest his soul, John McCain voted the wrong way. He voted against the bill that would have eliminated funding for Planned Parenthood. And that was our shot. Every other shot, I mean, right now, we just passed a budget for massive portions of the federal government. And we would have to have 60 votes in the U.S. Senate in order to carve Planned Parenthood out. There just aren't 60 votes. We don't have 60 votes. We have 49 solid pro-life votes in the U.S. Senate. And that's the reason why we haven't been able to do it. So what I think is when we move back into the next session, and by the grace of God, we'll have more senators, I believe, after this coming election, that we'll have more of a buffer. We won't lose that one, but there's one legislative option where we can eliminate and defund Planned Parenthood. We'll have, I believe, 51 pro-life votes rather than 49, and I think we can do it then. I just do want to caution, because against being demoralized about the people that are working, are really champions in the Senate and the House. The House voted to defund, and the Senate had 51 votes with a vote cast by the Vice President to break a tie. But we just didn't have enough votes to do it. And every Republican except two voted the right way. We just need more senators.
So finally, I think with the arrival of Dr. Leanna Wen, we can say that Planned Parenthood has a new face. It is no longer the face of Cecile Richards. A new and, as you said at the very beginning, very polished image that is there, but has anything changed, Marjorie?
Nothing has changed. As you mentioned, the white coat is there. The beautiful approach in terms of how she communicates is there. But the numbers are the numbers. The provision of a third of the abortions in this nation continues. And as long as that continues, while I still have breath in me, I'm going to be fighting that. And I think I'm joined by you and a lot of people listening. And we will not give up. This has been going on for 100 years, the Planned Parenthood's legacy. And it is a legacy of undermining the weak, eliminating the weak in defense of the strong. It could not be anything more against American values than that. And I know that we'll prevail. I do know that.
Do you think that by choosing a medical doctor to be the president in the face of Planned Parenthood, will Planned Parenthood attempt to make the scientific or the medical case for abortion?
Yeah, you know, I don't think that they'll do that. I really believe, I mean, I understand that is a compelling point, and perhaps they will in some ways. But I think they're smarter than that. They're looking at the polls that are moving away from them when it comes to abortion. They're seeing who's getting elected. They're seeing that people are running opposing most abortions in most states. And so I think they see where the tide is turning. And the last thing they want to talk about right now is abortion. They want to talk about all of their other services that are, in fact, declining in number. I think that's where they want to bring the debate. For their fundraising base and for all sorts of other reasons, they're going to have to always nod in that direction. But that's not where they want the bulk of the conversation to be. They want to be talking about the services like cancer and other things that are, in fact, declining in terms of what they do.
Marjorie Dannenfelser is president of the Susan B. Anthony List based in Washington, D.C. You can learn more about their work at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Marjorie, thank you very much and keep up the good work.
Todd, thank you. I always enjoy you.
Making the case for our first freedoms, one of which is the right to life, will be Dr. Ryan Anderson's presentation at the Fall 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Dallas, Texas. Attendance is limited to 400. Thanks to Wittenberg Academy, childcare is free. Registration is $120. That includes three meals. Find out more about Making the Case Friday, November 9th and Saturday, November 10th in Dallas at issuesetc.org or give us a call 618-223-8385. On the other side of the break, Terry Mattingly joins us. We're going to talk about various reactions from Roman Catholic hierarchy on the priestly sexual abuse scandal. You'll find real-life stories from women who have suffered miscarriage and infant loss in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, Never Forsaken, God's Mercy in the Midst of Miscarriage. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or you can read an excerpt of Never Forsaken at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Never Forsaken, God's Mercy in the Midst of Miscarriage, 800-325-3040.
Do you know a high school student who would make a great pastor, teacher, deaconess, director of parish music, or director of Christian education? Tell them about Careers for Christ Weekend, Friday, October 12th through Sunday, October 14th at Concordia University, Chicago. This even includes a group outing to downtown Chicago. Check it out at cuchicago.edu/c4c. That's cuchicago.edu/c4c.
Solid. Serious. Substantive. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you find yourself fixing the theology on store-bought greeting cards when you give them to friends and family? Put away that Sharpie. EdGruesome.com has greeting cards, art, jewelry, certificates, church banners, housewares, and all sorts of fantastic gifts that proclaim Christ crucified for us. Whether you're a value shopper or a collector, you'll find something at adcrucem.com. That's ADCRUCEM.com.
I like to think of the deaconess vocation as driven by two things, the love of Christ, and the needs of our neighbor.
Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. James Buescher, Director of Deaconess Studies at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, on the vocation of deaconess.
First, the deaconess is moved by the love of Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. Yet I think we can also see the profound needs around us, broken families, loneliness, despair. Deaconesses help the church to become a true family that manifests the love of Christ in our love for one another, and especially for those in need.
For more information on the Deaconess Studies program at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, visit ctsfw.edu or call Concordia Theological Seminary at 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155.